It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just to get back to that Frank Reich discussion for one second, you know, when he told me that this is what was happening, I immediately went to their schedule and I said, all right, they're in the ACC now.
Yeah.
So let me just check and see what this looks like.
Yeah.
So Eddie reminded me that they're playing in the 0 week game. It's really the week before the NCAA opens. They have a game at Hawaii.
August 23rd.
Yeah, August 23rd at Hawaii. So I'm sure it's a night game.
You going to go?
No. And then he's back on the East Coast. I think they have to play, what, three ACC teams here in the East Coast, I think. And they also, just trying to think of one other schedule.
At Virginia, at Miami, at North Carolina.
Yeah, there you go. And then they go to SMU as well, which isn't so bad.
All right, and BYU, which isn't so bad.
You know you got to show up in one of those games to support your guy. You know you have to. You have to. It's a Saturday. You don't have to worry about Sunday. You got to show up to one of them.
Yeah, you know, I've been to Stanford Stadium because my former Jet quarterback coach, Walt Harris, who you know,
yeah,
left Pittsburgh to become the head coach at Stanford. And that's when they were building the new stadium that they have now out there. And I remember going out there to see him. And Frank even said to me, he goes, have you been to Stanford? I said, yes, I've been to Stanford. It's a beautiful place. And I said, don't get caught up in the beauty of it. Just get down to brass tacks and find out how much tax you got to pay.
Yeah.
And if you're going to end up losing money, or you're going to take money, or you're doing it for free, what are you doing?
Yeah, and also, I mean, they say they mutually agreed it was a one-year deal for Frank to be the interim for 1 year.
That's now, what he is. That's now, all he is.
Okay, but what if they go out and have this magical year?
Look, anything, I guess, is possible, but I'm thinking that it may be, and my tax friends would have to tell me this, that somehow, some way, he's not spending over 180 days in California.
Right.
I don't know, and I don't, you know, Stanford's going to have to pay him something.
Yeah, and I mean that, but there's also that whole jock tax of like where you play, you get taxed in. So like, if he gets his game checks while he's out there, I don't know. Hopefully, he doesn't get screwed. It's basically the bottom line.
I mean, the other thing you can do, you know, maybe Stanford will do what the Dodgers did, defer the money.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
I guess you could do that.
Either way, he's going to be all right. You know, it's one of those things.
Yes.
Let's go to Ari in Valley Cottage. What's going on, Ari?
Hey, good morning, guys. So based off what you just said on the radio, Boomer, you have to go to the
Stanford game against Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that could be fun, you know, because, you know, I never lost at North Carolina. You know, going back in there as a, you know, Maryland quarterback and going to support another Maryland quarterback. Yeah, it could be. That could be.
I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could get on the field.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, maybe to play. But if you would have, like, if there were odds out there, like a year ago, that the Stanford-North Carolina college football game would have Bill Belichick against Frank Reich as the head coaches.
It's crazy.
What?
It is nuts.
I mean, that's so that one's at North Carolina, so you don't have to go all the way out to state. Yeah, it's the one you go to. That's the one.
Go down there. You know.
You see Bill. You and Bill are friends, right? You know Bill.
Yeah, no.
No love to see you.
No issues with Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I don't think.
That'd be great. Got to go.
I could have his girlfriend take me around to school, show me around.
Oh, man. Let's see. So Stanford schedule. Let's find out what week that is. No, I don't want the academic schedule. What are you guys, nuts? All right, so.
Oh, man. Could you imagine actually having a scholarship offer from Stanford and then nil money coming your way? Mm. That is crazy.
Yeah, it's November 8th. So it'd be a little chilly up here. You go down there, it'd be a little warmer. Little golf day. I'll go out there with you if you want.
Maybe I'll take you down there.
If you need a partner, someone, maybe we drive together, do a little road trip. Oh. Stop it.
No, we'll fly together.
Hey, I would do that. I think that's awesome. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
What times? They obviously don't have any game times yet. So.
No, they don't.
I'm just wondering what they do with these West Coast teams in these, like in this conference.
Yeah, I mean, they got to.
I'll tell you what, he'd be a hero if they beat Cal.
I mean, yeah.
That's their big rival.
Yeah, and that's second to last game of the year. So, I mean, like, you know, Notre Dame goes out there. Pitt goes out there. Florida State goes out there. I mean, those are big. Boston College goes out there. Those are big trips for those teams, too.
Yeah, they are.
It'll be fun to watch. You know, I've never, outside of Pitt, when I work there, and I still pay attention to them. I really don't have a college football team that I've got interest in. So if you're into this Stanford thing, I'll get into it.
Well, you know, the other thing we could do, we could say, but you can't do it because it's football Friday, right? So we can't take a Friday off. Because I could say we go to Pebble Beach and then go up to the...
Oh, my God.
And then go up to the Stanford game.
Yeah, we could do the show from out there.
We're not going to do it at 3 in the morning.
Yeah. To go to Pebble Beach, I'll do the show... 2 in the morning, 1 in the morning. I'll do it from midnight to 6 a.m. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you would. I mean, it's experience you've already had. I haven't had that experience, so I would do it. Take Jerry, too?
We got to take Jerry.
Yeah. I think we got to take Al, too. Now we're taking everybody.
Taking everybody. Let's go, guys.
Out to Stanford.
I'd go out there.
You would?
Sure.
You serious?
A trip to go watch the football game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be in for that.
Would you come out and caddy for us at Pebble Beach?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, you'd want to see that.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
This is crazy that you would say yes to this.
Nuts. Yeah, Carmel's not that far from Menlo Park, so yeah.
Yeah, I've never been. I went to...
Or Stanford's not in Menlo. It's, what?
I don't know anything about it.
I just had it on the tip of my tongue.
I mean, I was out in San Francisco when I was a young kid, then back there for Super Bowl 50. I don't know anything else about Northern California. Not a damn thing.
Oh, it's beautiful. Obviously.
I know it is. It's gorgeous, but I'm sure it's off the charts beautiful. But, oh, man, what a trip.
You think so? You think we should do it?
Yeah, I think Frank should pay for a plane, too, for us. And he's making all that do-re-mi.
Yeah, he's doing well. Or I don't know how well this is. He's
doing. I mean, I was assuming this was a private
it's gotta
plane
be.
Situation.
It's got to be. Frank will set that up.
Palo Alto. That's right.
So how about, we want to go out there a little earlier when it's really nice out? Like, what's the best weather for Pebble Beach?
You know, that's a good question. I would think October is probably better than November, right?
Yeah. Is September better than October?
Yeah, it's coming out of summertime.
All right, so...
But what are we really talking about doing a football Friday from out there?
Yeah, what's the difference? We'll still be talking about the Jets and Giants. Nothing changes. We're still doing it, still making the picks, still talking about the Jets and Giants. We're just happy to be supporting your best friend. That's all.
Okay.
I mean, I think that the audience would really appreciate that. Don't you think?
What's the early part of the schedule? Don't they have a home game like that first September?
No, they have September 13th. They're hosting Boston College.
Oh, they are? Okay. Maybe I'll get Gunner to go with us.
Yeah, perfect.
What is the, so that's Saturday the 13th?
That is, yes.
So that would be the second week of the NFL season?
Probably, yeah. Are the Jets and Giants still have a chance? So we're just saying, by week three, they're out of it.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And then their next home game is, San Jose State?
Okay.
Which is September 27th, 2 weeks from now.
All right, so what are those two weekends?
They also host Florida State on October 18th. That's another option. That's a big game.
Hmm.
Florida State. I like the BC connection. That, then everything's tied together.
Yeah.
BC, you got ties
so
there.
So we would have to go out like on a... We'd have to fly out on Wednesday or Thursday?
Yeah, probably Thursday, yeah. Right after the show, fly
because
out.
Because if you're going to play Pebble Beach, you got to play it on Friday. You can't play it on Saturday. Got to play
yeah,
it on
you
Friday.
Fly out on Thursday. We have to wait for the Rutgers basketball schedule, too.
That's true. But I mean,
but
Jerry.
They're not playing basketball at that time.
For the Cal game?
No, we're not talking Cal. We're talking possibly Boston College.
Listen, we tell Jerry that he has a chance to play Pebble Beach.
This is Chris Carlin here at Jersey Mike's Arena. It's Rutgers and Purdue.
You know that's happening.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about that. Take off right there. Yeah, we can make it happen. Totally make it happen.
Maybe we can get the CBS golf set that they use for Pebble Beach, and we can use that as our set.
Go f*** yourself.
That would be great. With the view in the background. Oh, man. See, I was all against this Frank Reich thing. Now I'm all in.
Now you're all in. Okay.
Now I'm all in. I hope he stays there for 5 years. This is something Eddie would be so into, too. Oh, my God, you would love this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I'll caddy, too. Wait, but don't caddies have to have some knowledge, though?
Yeah, I think you got, yeah. Yeah.
You do, but, I mean, in that type of situation, if we wanted you guys to be, well, they probably wouldn't give, they wouldn't allow that at Pebble Beach. I got my own caddy that
yeah,
they
I don't
wouldn't
know.
Allow
yeah,
that.
Well, then they took one look at these two, and they go, there's no way they're would caddies.
They wouldn't even let me on the property.
Do you have to walk Pebble Beach?
Their spyglass is Pebble Beach. I remember carting. I think a cart on spyglass. But I was out there for a golf tournament.
Okay, all right. Because if there's carts, it's perfect for those guys.
Yes. But they don't allow people just to go hang out while you're golfing, do they?
No, but they know it's a place.
I mean, I'm sure if Boomer said, hey, listen, we're doing this. These are our guys. They'd love it. I mean, there's been a ton of YouTube golf that's gone to Pebble Beach, and they've been all over it.
Yeah, of course they have.
I mean, they even, when Jersey Jerry at Barstool made a simulator hole-in-one there at Pebble Beach on the famous par 3, they sent him a flag you know, from the actual course.
Right.
So they're into it. They know. They're not such tight asses. So, all right. It's making sense now. Everything's coming together.
How does that look? Does that look all right to you?
Yeah, I mean,
as I'm looking on their website right now.
It's as good as it gets.
Yeah, it is.
That's as good as it gets.
We do gorgeous. We'll do the 17-mile drive, which I'm sure that Eddie would love.
I'll be walking the 17-mile walk. Catch up with you guys later. There's a couple seals I want to say hello to from the last time I was here.
Stay right there in Carmel. It'll be beautiful.
Could even, that's around, that's baseball playoff time. Could be a Mets-Dodgers situation. We double dip, do that.
Well, not too far. That's a little too far away.
Not if we do Boston College, because that'll be September 13th. But if we did the October one, yes. Then we probably couldn't go in October. We got to go September, because September, then it's not baseball playoffs.
Well, we need a fourth golfer. That's why I would say I invite Gunner to go. Go watch his alma mater.
I mean, what this? I mean, this just came together, man.
Bill O'Brien and Frank Reich.
This is like when the first person put peanut butter and jelly together. This thing is put. This is perfect. Boston College, Frank, Pebble Beach, Jerry. It's all coming together. Think about it.
Yes, I know. I can think about it. I've already thought about it.
The Jets and Joe. The schedule's not out yet.
Yeah,
right?
Nope.
Imagine if one of them was playing the Niners out there.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be something?
The question is, do either one of them, who is the crossover for the Jets?
Jets opponents 2025.
You do Jets, I'll do Giants.
Okay. 2025 opponents. They are not playing the Niners.
Neither are the Giants.
All right.
Giants have the Niners at home.
Ah. Think we can get that switch? Think Hans can switch that for us?
we could go see them at the Raiders.
Yeah, if they were playing there, I mean, it'd be a little tough.
Yeah, well, you have to fly like after the game. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we'd fly out. So this is what we'd have to do. We'd have to fly.
So the question is, how many rounds of golf do you want to play? Do you want to play Spanish Bay and Pebble?
I want that one. Spyglass for sure.
Spyglass.
Spyglass and Pebble. So okay. We'd probably have to fly out on a Wednesday and then do two shows.
Right.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. See, it's not so easy when you put it all together.
Yeah, but just if we just played one round, it'd be fine. If we just played Pebble Beach and that's the way it worked out, I mean, you can't say no to that. This is something that's got to happen now. I'm all jacked up. Eddie's in there. He's all jacked up. Al actually said he would go.
Right.
Are you kidding me? That's insane. He said he would go. We didn't go to the Super Bowl last year. We need that bonding time.
Right, we could either stay at the inn at Spanish Bay, or we could stay at the lodge at Pebble Beach.
Mm.
It'd be a nice package for us to give the sales team here to sell.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, I figured it was going to be your Christmas gift, so.
Wow. So, I just got this text. How much do you think it is to play around for non-resort guests at Pebble Beach?
It's very expensive. Very expensive. Like $1,200
or something. No, it's not that bad.
$750?
$730.
$730, yeah.
$730.
Yeah, but we're going to be a resort guest.
Okay. So then it'll be less than that. Probably be $630 or something. What's the most shocking thing in all of this, even more so of Frank Reich taking the Stanford job, is Al saying he wants to go.
This is a new Al.
It is a new, and he wants to experience different...
Wait. So this is not just for this thing? You're telling me there's a new Al that has come?
He booked flights to Bozeman, Montana the other day.
For the summer, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. It's a nice place in the summertime.
But to check it out for retirement?
No, I just wanted to go somewhere that different.
Okay. No, I like that. And so where are you going to stay, like a ranch type of thing?
Not sure, yeah. I haven't figured that part out yet.
Okay. I think that's cool. I think that's awesome. And you don't have to worry about the cold and anything out there at that time. Oh, Eddie.
Eddie's very excited for you.
I was in Bozeman at the end of my Yellowstone trip.
I was going to say, did you think about
Mount Apapatui over here? Then you take the path down to the doo-doo-doo trees. And you see that?
Oh, I'm telling him he's got to have bear spray. Maybe go on a guided hike so they'll carry the bear spray.
I knew a shaman there back when I was there in the early 90s. I don't know if he's still shamaning, but I can find out.
Did you think at all about Jackson Hole? Or were you think like Idaho? How about Ketchum, Idaho? Or no, Carson no. Palmer's? You could have went out to dinner with him.
Didn't think of those.
No? Okay.
He's not that much of a New Al. He needed direct flights from Newark.
Yeah, I needed direct flights from Newark. That was one of my requirements.
Man, this is going to be great. We cannot. This has to happen. Has to. Whatever you need from me to help this out to happen, I am here. I'm not just going to schluff it off on you and say, Boomer, take care of it. We got to do it. Got to figure it out. Got to.
You
got
to play at least two rounds of golf, though.
All right, fine. I mean, and this is also sort of like think about how close Eddie's going to be to retirement at that point. Like, it's like a huge,
Yeah, I know. We invited him.
No, I know. Yeah, no, we're all going. Have to all go.
Yeah.
I can go to the Muir Woods.
Whatever. Whatever floats your boat, kid.
Eddie will have his own separate trip. He'll be there for the football game because he loves college football. But the rest will just be out on his own, you know?
I'm just telling you, we're going to go out there.
No, I'm going to caddy for you.
We're not going to want to come back. I'm just telling you.
Well, yeah, but no, I want to come back. I got a family here.
Tommy and Lincroft. Tommy, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I can't remember if Jim Nance lives on Pebble Beach or Torrey Pines, but maybe get him involved in this too.
I think
maybe
Pebble
he can
Beach.
Call around for you guys.
I think he still has a place at Pebble Beach, but yeah. I also think Tennessee for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know that, but it definitely was Pebble Beach that he was living on at one point, unless he sold that house. But yeah, he has a home there. So
maybe we can stay with him.
Yeah, maybe stay with there.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, he would love to do.
He's going
to
be doing football games that weekend. Yeah, he's not going to be there, so maybe just give us the keys.
That'd be perfect, right?
There you go.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. It's a great idea. I mean, and Jim's one of those guys. He's so nice. He would open his home to us.
100%. He's one of the best guys ever.
Yeah, he's just so nice. And it would be, you know, it's one of those things that this will probably get to him and he'll come out and offer it just without us even having to broach it to him.
Times for us and everything.
Oh, yeah, he would do all that. That's how much he cares.
I wonder, though, if we stayed at his house, would we get the decreased cost?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I would think so. I mean, Jim's got to have an in there. Help us out, you know?
You would think.
I mean, we're talking, you know, $2,300 for the three of us to go out there and play for 4 hours. Oof-ah. But, hey, that could be a once-in-a-lifetime for me.
Could be.
You know, playing that course. What could be once-in-a-lifetime?
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.